Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful host to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis. What a fantastic little jingle that is. Every time it comes on, I love to listen to that voice. What a guy, what a guy. Hello, guys. Welcome to another week of Above and Beyond with myself, Grant Collier. And what an amazing week it's been, because do you know what? I've been inundated with people wanting readings this week. Private stuff, wow, coming out of my ears. Do you know what? It just seems to be, I think, that everybody else out there at the moment really wanting to know what's coming up. You know, this big 2012 shift is definitely making people wonder about what's going on out there and what's going to happen. But for the new year, because, you know, pretty much we're feeling the shift as much as you guys are out there, and we're sort of thinking to ourselves, well, okay, well, we're picking this up, we know what it's all about, but there's also things that we don't know as well. So, you know, there you go. So what is the big surprise? Well, maybe we can find out a little bit more by tuning into our own energies. Maybe we can just pick up a few bits by doing that. Well, we've got amazing guests lined up tonight. One guest we have had on before, he's a fantastic psychic. This man, I just love working alongside him. We work together outside of my stuff, of my own stuff. We do events together. He's coming up in a short while. I'll introduce you to him in a short while. And he's a fantastic energy. You're going to learn a little bit from him tonight and his work and the way that he works. We've also got a lovely lady coming on. You've listened to her before on other shows with Sarah May and Jeanette Coon on Guiding Lights. I'll be introducing her later on in the show. Big things, big plans coming up. Yes, plans, changes. Let's talk about these, because there's big changes coming up around the energy of Mike Spirit again. With emerging energies with Sock Live. And I know you might well have heard this on the show the other night, exciting times, but we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, because I'm excited about all the changes that's happening here. It seems to be that things are really escalating now. So guys, stay tuned, because I know that you're going to be interested in a couple of the particular guests that I have coming up this evening. Now, before I introduce my first guest, we are going to play a piece of music, because I haven't got we're really going to have a lot of time on the show tonight to sort of get into too much. So we've got to really run fast on the show tonight. So we're going to go in with a piece of music first of all. Now I'm going to introduce my first guest. Like I say, a fantastic guy. But first of all, here we go. We're going to have a little song by Leona Lewis. And it goes a little bit something like this. And enjoy, guys. Sit back and relax. And in the sand, and what a voice of an angel. I always said that Leona Lewis, I'm sure she's fallen from heaven, you know, because what a fantastic voice. Now, I promised you guys an amazing guest coming up on the show. I have got him here. He's live on the air. I hope he's with us. Robin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Nice to be with you all again.
Oh, Robin, we got the lovely Robin Lowne on the line, guys. Robin, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. Now, Robin, as many people might not know, they might have just tuned in for the radio show for the first time, you are the master palmist. Let's know a little bit about you and how you work.
Okay, well, Master Palmist, I mean, how did I get that title? Well, it was actually not self-conferred. It comes from basically martial arts. If you've taught over 1,000 people, they consider you a master. Well, I've been teaching on and off for the last 27 years, so I reckon that probably I've passed a few thousand in that time. But, yeah, I work in various ways. The way I use both the Western system and the Eastern system, particularly the elements as well, so it is easy to understand. It's connected to the Greek view anyway, with all the elements, so you know, fire, earth, air, water, ether. And I use a mixture of all those things when I'm reading hands.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. You know, I've watched your work, and you know, you are an amazing guy to watch. I know when we do live demonstration, you're out there and you're teaching as you're actually giving the readings. And tonight, basically, what we want to do is we want to show you people out there how Robin can understand the lines and give you a little basic teaching field. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, well, how does it work? Well, Robin's going to show you tonight. I'm going to chuck a few questions at Robin about different lines on the hand, on the palm, and the shapes and bits and pieces, and give us a little, and Robin's going to give us a little bit of feedback on different areas with that. So if we look at, basically, first of all, the shape of the hand, Robin.
Yeah.
Give us some particular different areas of the hand that can stick out for people within the area of the shape of their hand.
Okay, well, most of us are not actually used to seeing our own hands, believe it or not. I remember once I read for an 80-year-old, and I said, look, one hand is smaller than the other. And she said, that's the first time I've ever noticed in 80 years. So in a sense, we're not so used to looking at their own hands. They just do our brain's bidding. But basically speaking, if you all shake your hand and put one hand down, the one you write with mostly on a table or on a flat surface somewhere, I mean, you should have 4 fingers and a thumb, but if you haven't, don't worry too much. I'm sure you'll get by with what you've got. You know, some of the best musicians in the world have lost bits and pieces of their hands, including so Django Reinhardt and people like that, but, you know, they all get by. Now, if you just look at your hand for a moment, most palms look square. We're not looking just at the palms, we look at your fingers as well. And you know that if your middle finger is as long as your palm on the back of your hand, and it's the best way to measure the back of the hand, middle finger, that's as long as your palm. If it's slightly longer, then you are going to be a person who's going to be using your thoughts and planning and people in the air, in the sense, you know, we've called air castles or airheads. You know, you're going to be a little bit more thoughtful. If you've got shorter fingers, you're probably more likely to be multitasking and probably putting the kettle on as well as listening to the radio. If you have got particularly a wide spread in your hand, in other words, all the fingers and thumbs spread out and you've got lots of air between the bricks, so to speak, you're going to be a person who's going to be very expressive, and you will probably be listening in anyway. And if you think a lot of people who will listen to radio, it's oral, isn't it? It's through the ears. And so your little finger will probably stick out a lot further than other people's. If you shake your hand, you find your little finger probably sticking out a little further. This indicates you need a bit of time on your own, and you also like listening. So have a look, and just count your digits. Your thumb, first digit, second digit, third digit, fourth digit, fifth digit. And if you go through those, your thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, or we sometimes call it the sun finger, and the little finger, which used to be called the auriculus, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why they called it that?
No, go on. I'm sure you're going to enlighten me.
Because believe it or not, auriculus, and you know, I'd said about oral, that's your ear, they used to use their little finger to clean their ears out.
Right, okay. So specifically with the thumb.
Yes.
Okay, off the Mount of Venus.
Yes.
How much can we tell within the energy of people within how they are sensitivity-wise, gaps between the finger and the thumb? Because I've been told that gaps between the finger and the index finger, or actually the amount of, I haven't got it written down, Jupiter, sorry. So basically within that, can you tell about how people are open within the energy of their self, relationships and bits and pieces?
Yeah, we can do quite a bit on that straight away. If everyone then turns their hand over and looks at it, your distance between your index finger and your thumb. And if you think about of an angle going in towards the thumb, and you all did your angles at school probably, and you know that if it's 45 degrees or less, that angle between the index and your thumb, you're going to be quite fairly shy and a person who's not going to be too outgoing necessarily. If it's wider than 45, more like 60, mine is between 60 and 90, it's a little bit further apart. It indicates gregarious nature and the ability to want to be with other people and be out there in the world. And people with a 90-degree thumb, you know, to the index finger are going to be very physical, outward-going, outward-bound sort of people. Love the outdoors, climbing trees, hanging off rocks. All stuff you used to do as a kid and probably still doing as an adult. And if it's beyond that, then you might be a bit reckless and careless, and you are a person who would take big risks. However, the thumb, particularly in Indian palmistry, was considered the character, if you like, of the person, the major energy of a person, okay, your chi energy. And obviously, 45, 60, getting a little bit more open, 90 degrees, pretty much open all the time, and beyond that, a little bit over the top sometimes. And I remember seeing somebody who was climbing rocks at the time, when I actually happened to see his other hand, and I said, does your thumb go beyond 90 degrees? He said, well, if I take it off now, I fall off the rock. So I said, oh, well, show me afterwards.
Okay, so basically, you know, the shape is pretty much laid out on different areas. But let's go to the lines of the hand, because I know a lot of people obviously worry about the life line, and they go, if I've got a short life line, does that mean I'm going to have, you know, a short life? Explain the life line a little bit, Robin. I know that the life line starts at a completely different end than I first originally knew, because I thought it started from the wrist end. And it doesn't. It starts from the thumb, doesn't it? It
starts from the thumb. And if you look between your index finger and your thumb, turn your hand over, see if palm faces you, the line that runs all the way around the thumb ball itself, that's a very wide sweep. And it sweeps outwards across pretty much beyond the halfway mark of your palm at the wrist, then you're going to be very outward going. You're going to be a person who's going to be a lot of energy out there. You're going to be robust as a character as well. And you are going to be a person who talks a lot. Have a look at your own, Grant. It's part of your life. And if we take the lifeline, which runs around the thumb, and it pulls back a little bit, so there's a lot more of your palm on the other side, then you are going to be a little more retiring with your energy, and you're not going to be using your chi out there in the world as much. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate to tell. But those people with a lot of chi energy, with it sweeps right out in the hand, you could be accused sometimes of being a little bit selfish with your energy, but the life is about you. And,
so what, you know, sorry to interrupt you, Robin, but there'd be people out there that's looking at their hands now going, well, I've got two lifelines. What does this mean?
Well, you've got one on the other hand. That's absolutely correct. But if you look at the line and it seems to be double, then you've got literally the double chi energy, which helps you recover from illness or difficulties in your life. You're the people that bounce back. So if you seem to have two lines running around your area, that part of the thumb, you're going to be the world's great recuperers, people that come back into life, even though things may be difficult. So never worry about illness or disease. You'll always bounce back.
Right, okay. So basically, if you've got two lifelines there, you're very much connected on two different energy levels of life. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And your two chi energies, probably one is connected with relationship with others, and that's why some people appear to have two lines. Well, it may be a relationship, but then in that energy, your relationship energy helps you and gives you that edge in life where you've got a purpose. So some people have two lines, which adds purpose.
Uh-huh. Now with obviously life, a lot of our life is involved with energies of relationship and children. Now, there's lines on the hand that describe where the energies are of these particular things, or where they're supposed to be. So where would they locate these?
Well, these are difficult, and they're fraught with problems even for experienced palmists, and I've often seen experienced palmists get it so wrong. Underneath the little finger, if you connect the little finger to do with your emotions, if you turn your hand over, look underneath the little finger, you will find lines coming in from the side. That's the side from, you know, horizontal, from the side of your hand. Those are relationship lines, connections with love and emotions. And the children lines, believe it or not, then drop down vertically onto that line, because without a relationship, most things we don't beget children, if you understand. Okay, we may be in a different phase in the next 100 years that you may not need a relationship to have a child. But at the moment, the hands are reflecting the energy of a relationship and children coming from a relationship. So round the side of the hand, under the little finger, horizontal lines are connected with emotions and love feelings. In other words, people in your life that are special. And the lines dropping down vertically onto those will generally indicate children. Now, all I can say is that on most people's hands, boys, girls, women, men, you will find some. But it doesn't mean to say they're all yours, because these days we have multiple people in families, bits in families, people taking on other people's children and this kind of thing. So it is a lot more complicated than it used to be.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, we've got the headline and we've got the heart line there.
Right.
With these heart lines and headlines, I think, obviously, that the heart is the most... I've always thought that the heart was most important. Am I wrong in saying that, or is that, you know, is that
well,
just...
I believe your heart chakras, your emotions are the most important part of your life and being here. That's the top end of your hand, just underneath the fingers, and it usually sweeps around from the little finger and... somewhere pops in or rather out towards the index finger. It starts on the little finger side and comes right round underneath the fingers. Now, if that's nice and clear and it's a good, nice curve, you know, to it, a bit like a banister, if you like, that indicates good relating in the sense that you're more demonstrative and outgoing. If you've got a straighter line, in other words, it seems to go straight across the hand, doesn't disappear up between the index and the middle finger, then you're going to be rather intense inside. Rather emotionally, a little bit held back, but in many senses very intense on the inside, very loyal and very determined. Whereas people with the curved lines are pretty much in the now and living in the present and the short distant future. People with straight lines inclined to be rather sentimental.
Right, is it true? Is it true? Because this is something that I read, and obviously I come to you because you're the man that really knows your stuff. Now, is it true when the headline depreciates downwards towards the Mount of Mars, does that mean you don't fulfill the energy of your life role within this life?
Well, let's delineate the, and some people know what the headline is. It comes from the thumb area, and it's usually attached or closely to the lifeline itself, and draws itself across the hand, generally horizontally towards the middle section of the other side of the palm. If it goes down, then you are going to be more creative and have more ideas with life and probably have many, many ideas. You may not act them all out or fulfill them, but the straighter it is, the more practicality you have in the now. In other words, applying your ideas or applying yourself. But if you have both, and some people have both, you know, have a line which goes straight and then also turns a little bit downwards. These are your writers, these are the people that, you know, got clairvoyant ability, and people have probably got more psychic ability. But, you have to have a bit of both in this world, all right? If you've got one line, that's fine. You'll function on one. It's a bit like a car. You know, you'll function on one engine. If you've got two bits, you're going to like having two engines and so on. And the more it tassels, the more creativity you're probably going to have in your life.
Right, well, that's fantastic. I want to come back to the lifeline again.
Yeah.
Because the lifeline, if we look closely at our lifeline, this is something I learned from Robbie, that we have little nodules within the energy of our lifeline, and basically they're mapped out to more or less the years. So there's four sections of the yearing, but obviously within the section, or four or five there, but there's obviously sections there, Robin. So if we look at that, can you more or less describe where the energies of the sections of your life will be on the lifeline?
Yeah, this is a rough cut. I mean, you know, if you were a person who was cutting a piece of wood and you want to cut it, you know, accurately, you've got to have a little bit of a guideline. Simply put, then, you know, all these lines are rivers of consciousness. In other words, they all have energy. Just think of them rivers. If they've got bits in the way or bubbles or crosses or whatever, they're a bit like log jams. You have to get round them and get over them. So that's what happens. If you take a line, now in the old days, you used to take a piece of string or a piece of thread. They used to start round by the thumb and trace all the whole line to the bottom end of the hand, right down to the wrist, whether it was there or not.
Yeah.
Cut the piece of string, fold it in half, and that is age 45.
Right,
okay. So from there you can work backwards, because you can go backwards to 22 and a half if you fold it again, or you can go forward to 67, you know, fold it again. And in a way, that line is delineated. You can do it with a mapping tool. Some people, you know, if you're good at geography, you can get one of those little mapping wheels and you can map it right out on a piece of paper in a straight line. If you've got the straight line, cut it in half, 45, cut it in half again. You're basically 22 and a half years every section.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, as a palmist, we don't just look at the lines to give us the information. Obviously, you're intuitive and you're psychic and you're clairvoyant, you're clairsentient. You're also clairaudient as well, Robin. You have to have all these things to become the palmist as a whole. You can't just sit there and go, oh, yeah, well, I'm reading that palm. So when you're linking in on the lines, obviously lines will give you a rough guide, but obviously you're going off within your psyche as well.
Of course.
So it's no different from the energy of using something like as a crystal ball, but you're getting a helping hand, pardon the pun, within the energy of the palm. Do you understand what I mean?
Of course. From the first moment we hold a hand with somebody, even as a child, we have feelings. You know, those feelings are there. Sometimes you feel content. Other times people hold your hand because they want to cross the road with you and you've got to pay attention. Yeah. So in a sense, the energy that goes with holding hands is so vital. But that is a psychic energy. That is your chi energy, which you're actually translating immediately as a child. And from there on, we mustn't lose that. And you have to stay open in a sense, and you have to practice that, staying open. Shaking hands with people is a convention. But if you open your mind to what is it I feel when I shake hands with this person, don't worry about how you're shaking hands, what do I feel? That will give you the mental energy to be able to tune in straight away to the energy of the person's hand you're going to read. So you have to be psychically open and you have to then use the same things as you do for mediumship. Okay, all of you could do this at home or wherever you are. You can rub your hands together in a circle, you know, it's not clap hands, but rub hands, and you're going to bring up the energy. You're going to feel rather warmer that way. But this is what a lot of people do before they begin their work, and it's just bringing up the energy of feeling, because there's so many senses on your hand. There's 80 meters of nerve fiber on every centimeter. So they are the biggest sense organ of your whole body. Now, this is when guys get worried. But it is basically your sense organ of the brain. In other words, your feely brain. And the hand's just an amazing instrument. I mean, you know, there are 54 bones in the hand and you're going to flex them 25 million times in a lifetime. So, I mean, there's just a few facts.
Now, I asked you this question on the last show and I want to bring it up again just for people that might be new on the show, Robbie.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the right palm or the left palm, one was supposed to be depicted for the life that you're in now, one was supposed to be a past life. Is this correct or have I got that wrong?
No, you haven't got it wrong. In a sense, we are at the dictate of history in a certain amount here. The left hand was always considered the family hand or the past connected to your feelings and emotions. And, you know, left-handed was actually a long time ago, thought the devil's hand. But this is why gypsies always read that for the past and your family connections to see if you're well connected. And then they would charge you again for your future on the right hand. So in a sense, it was a good sales marketing ploy. But at the same time, it was pretty good and pretty accurate. Your right hand is the one you take into the world, whether you're left-handed or not. And it's that hand which is the present and the future. So this is why, you know, if you're going to get your hand read, if you want to know more about your past and connections to past lives and stuff like that, stick on the left. If you want to know more about present and future, then go to the right. And if you think about your body, right side is male active, your left side is female receptive. And you can see why they're called those things.
Right. Now, I've seen you working on platform, and every now and then you look at rings on people's hands.
Yes.
And, you know, certain rings worn on certain finger mean things as well. Can you just explain that to us?
Yeah, again, that's a whole article. I wrote for the Spirit and Destiny magazine, an article which so many people have copied since, but I've been the only person to put it all together. Simply put, okay, let's do one particular area. Middle finger rings, in other words, on your Saturn finger, the middle finger is about structures. A lot of women wear large rings on the middle finger, especially on the left hand. Well, left hand is female, left hand is the past, and if you wear a large ring there, sometimes you may have issues with your own mother. In other words, it is a connection with the emotions of structures. If you're female, you're probably going to have those structures well created by your own mother, and you may or may not get on with her. If it's on the right hand, it's consciously known about. In other words, you may wear a ring on the right middle finger because you're consciously thinking about, you know, parents and particularly looking after your mother, or she's been a bit of a pain in the past. Those kind of things. Now, generally speaking, every finger has a connection to do, not with parents, but with every aspect of your life. I'll just go through it very quickly. Little finger is connected with your emotions and feelings and sexual emotions as well. Ring finger is to do with your happiness and your purpose in life, about satisfaction. Middle finger is connected to structures, father, mother, and other structures given to you. Index finger is about power, leadership, and the authority that you have in the world. Now, the idiom of the thumb ring has come from India long time ago. Anybody who wore a thumb ring particularly was actually anti-establishment. And quite often the people who are very difficult, who are challenging, wear this on a left or right hand. Left hand is quieter, right hand is consciously challenging. And those people can be quite a challenge. Whether you like it or not, if you're wearing them tonight and you've got a ring on your thumb, sorry to say, you're a bit of a challenge.
That is, do you know what? What we've just learned in literally 20 minutes was amazing. I mean, that's just literally, you know, the basis ethics of what, how you work. I mean, obviously, we can go into so much. One thing I do want to ask you, because there's always this thing that I, and it always rang true to me when I looked at it. You know when you bend your hand over on the wrist?
Oh, yeah.
And there's lines appear on the wrist.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
it true that that gives you a decade of how old they are, roughly?
No, not really. Those are called rassets. And rassets are bracelets, okay? And they were considered the bracelets of life. If you have one, you have health. If you have two, it is wealth. And you have three, it's happiness. Health, wealth, and happiness. Now, if you've only got two, don't worry. You've probably got a little bit between the two, which means you have a little bit of everything. But these are only just considered indicators. It's a bit like your indicators on your car. It gives you a little bit of direction. And if you're all in indicators are going off at once, it means that you are a person who's quite reflective and you feel and sense so many things in your life. So three rassets is excellent. Two rassets is pretty good. One is okay. None, well, why are you sitting here?
Okay, and one more question. And before we go to a piece of music, I'll come back in again after, Robin, because we want to talk about what's coming up for you. But when you turn the hand over, you obviously can read and look at the nails and look at the shape of the nails and bits and pieces as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Again, simply put, a rough cut for this. There's only basically three types of nails. Those which look pointed and long, which belong to emotions and feelings and caring. For other people, you will put other people first, but you won't necessarily be locked into this world. You're into the realms of the feely stuff. And if you've got very wide nails and short, if they're wide and short, you can be rather critical with your own life. And you are a person who's good at critique and maybe a very good editor if you've got those kind of hands. You may be outdoorsy, that kind of thing, if you've got very wide nails. And if you've got very rounded nails and rounded fingers, particularly looking round and, you know, rather fine, then you're going to be an idealist, a person who always thinks the best of everything. Now, my guess is that you get all types of fingers on hands. Sometimes you get a mix. And therefore, you have to read according to which finger you find them on. Then it gets complicated. Basically, you're a detective. That's what you're doing. And you just pick up things as you go along. One thing may cancel out something else. But generally, rounded fingers, idealism. Wide fingers, criticism. And particularly pointed fingers, off with the fairies a little bit, but maybe extremely psychic.
Well, I do know that we have somebody in our chat room that's very, very into what you're doing. A lovely lady called Sprinkles. She's Sprinkles Nixon. She's in our chat room, and she's just loving the energy of what you're bringing up and what you're talking about tonight, Robin. So, you know, you've got your listeners, mate. Now, pretty much... where you are at the moment with your work and what you've learned. I mean, you're right at the element. You're right at the peak of where you are. I mean, obviously, we're always learning. But, you know, you are a teacher. You are doing some amazing stuff. We are going to be talking about a little bit about what you've been doing and the person you are naturally as, you know, outside of your work. But what we're going to do, Robbie, is we're going to play a piece of music. And then I'll come back to you after, and we'll talk about that. But we've got a little piece of music now, guys, that's going to come on. It's a lovely piece. It's by Jeffrey Osborne. I love this song. It's called On the Wings of Love. Sit back and enjoy this one, and we'll talk a little bit about more palms after.
Yeah, wind up the elastic.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. Baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me.
Well, that's soul. Let's go back to the palm. Did you like that? Did you like that link? Oh, yes. It's the master palmist, Robin Lowne. Robin, are you there? Are you there, Robin? Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
I'm sure there.
He's there. There he is. There he is. Robin, no. I thought I'd lost you for a minute.
There's me speaking to myself. I muted the microphone. What an idiot. Okay, well, there you go.
Mate, don't worry about it. It's the show goes on. Okay. Now, I want to ask you, before we go into the energy of what's coming up for you, I want to ask you a few questions on palms that you might have read already. Now, obviously, Barack Obama's just got into power.
Yeah.
Have you been looking at Barack Obama's palm over the years or lately, where you can tell us about what's coming up for you?
Well, funny enough, I use this with my advanced students who I'm teaching at the College of Psychic Studies, which is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's college originally, And that's in Kensington in London. I used to use his hand as a print. One of the students brought it in and said, have you seen this? And I went, yeah. So let's have a look. And we blew it up on a screen and we had a good look at his hand. I mean, this man is going to be a statesman no matter what. And I did predict, even though he got in the first time, I said he would do another 4 years no matter what. Well, it's going to be a difficult 4 years for him. But those lines go all the way to the middle finger and to the index finger, which indicates a very good world leader. And whether we like it or not, he's going to have to lead from the front. He's going to have to be a lot tougher. And I actually see some toughness coming from him and tough talking. You'll find this with a lot of politicians. They wave their index finger. And there was a lovely photograph of Mitt Romney and and Obama, separate pictures, all waving their index finger. Because this is about the index finger, which is to do with learning and higher activity of the mind and leading. Yeah. And it's not surprising that when people wave their index finger, they mean business. So, he means business. He's got a lot to do. There's a lot of disaster areas, which shows his humanity side. And if you think about the melting pot that we're in now everywhere, remember the old song from the 60s, the great big melting pot, we're all going to be just different shades of brown in the next 100 years. And that's a good thing in a way. We are in a melting pot. But you see, he's going to get the votes from people who actually haven't had such an amount of say in the past. So he's definitely going to get the underdog's vote and people who feel if they've been marginalized. So I actually see he could even, I don't think he can do a third term, but he is really going to motor this next couple of years. We'll see a lot of changes, a lot of push, and a much tougher man.
Well, you know, I think that pretty much that when he came into power, I had this strong feeling myself that this was a man that was going to dominate the energy right the way through past 2012.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sort of come to fusion now, you know. So I've always felt that within him, there was going to be something of change within the energy of this man that was going to bring this sort of family energy. Because what we've got to look at is most of the presidents in the past haven't really shown forward that sort of family unit. Do you understand what I mean?
No, you're right. Not even the Kennedys, because they were a bit disrupted.
Absolutely. And I think that pretty much within the guy here, this is a man who's a family man. He's very he's very much, I feel there's a very spiritual link to him. I really do. I mean, I don't know if you picked that up within the hand itself when you looked at it the other day, but I've always felt that energy from him, you know?
Yeah, well, the longer hands are going to be more spiritually connected to upstairs anyway, to spiritual matters. But
Now, Robin, you have looked at my hand in the past.
Yeah, couldn't help it, mate. It's in front of me.
And, you know, this was quite a long time ago. We're looking back around about 3 years, 3.5 years ago, you probably longer than that, you looked at my hand. Can you tell me a little bit more? Because I forget. I get a lot of readings from people because, you know, when you're in the business, you do. But can you just, what did you see for me at that time?
Well, we're doing it now. As I said to you, you know, you will be working the media one way or another. And whether that's visual, sound, or whatever. And I also remarked about you being the only singing medium on earth. You do have an ability to with music. And you love songs. And you're about telling the story of life. And in that way, that's teaching too. But your longer fingers, and if anybody's seen Grant's hand, he's got really long fingers. And those long, slender hands, which although he does pretty much, you know, physical work with them, he's always going to be the idealist and the person who's looking for the story of the opportunity to make life better for everyone and giving them the message. So whether he's laying bricks, he'll still probably be giving you messages anyway. So, Grant, you do it all. And the thing is here, with long, slender hands, you are a person who's going to be moving in the media a lot more in the future. And I see you having fun with it. The thing is, people like yourself, you can't keep a straight face sometimes, Grant, when it's actually needed. But let's face it, you don't really need it, do you? Because you've got a great sense of fun. And I can tell everybody out there that the messages are sound and certainly the great sense of fun and the connection with being part of the life's family. You are a person who connects people across the world. You're doing it now.
Well, I think this is so correct because, Robin, I mean, obviously, when you first met me, you didn't know much about me at that time.
I knew nothing about you.
It was the first meeting we ever had, and he said, I've got to look at your hand. And there was a lot of things you said to me that you went, well, there's going to be a few people that you would come away from within the business and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And that happened. And you're so right, because do you know what? I'm not somebody, as long as I enjoy my work, and I am putting a message out there, and I think a lot of people will look at me and go, well, you're a pretty rounded guy, and you know, you're the sort of guy that I could talk to in a pub or a bar. And I am. I'm not one of these guys that I'm full of knowledge, and that's so correct. But I think it's in a way that people can adapt to the energy of standing there and listening to you without it going all sort of hairy fairy. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You're down to earth grounded.
I think you have to be approachable in this business and sort of know that people are going to accept you the way you are and stay grounded. And that's always something that I've been grounded with. Yes, I love being in front of an audience. I love being on a radio show. I love being on TV where I've been. And funny you should talk about the music stuff, because I'm auditioning for Britain's Got Talent again.
There you go.
So these are all the things that I want to merge. I've got so many ideas in my head about the singing psychic, and that goes back for years now. And bringing the emphasis of music into my work. Now, I'm not going to go too much into all about me, Robin, because I know you're a musician as well.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And you play the fiddle, is that correct?
yeah, if my mum was here now, she'd say he's always been on the fiddle. But, you know, seriously, I love Irish music, I love the fiddle music, and I've heard it all. I've been playing that kind of music for the last 20 years, maybe, on and off. I play in a band, and we play, you know, English, Irish folk, and those kind of things. It is so much fun. The thing is that those notes were put together by people who really understood the soul of music. And I think the understanding of what we're about is understanding other souls. I think that's in your music. I think it's in your hand. And I think it's also in your brain. And most people can hear it in your voice as well. So
now,
that is the way I feel about music.
Mate, I know I want to talk about your private and you and personally, but we've got questions is going off in the forum here.
Okay.
A young lady called Kerry's just typed in. She wants to know, what about shorthands? What happens with shorthands?
Right, well, it depends how short they are. If you've got short fingers and fairly wide hands anyway, in other words, they look short, these are people who are activists. You want to do everything like, I want to do it yesterday. You can be impatient. You can be pretty much full of energy. You can be cross quickly and loving quickly. These are people that have speed in their hearts and motion. And I would say to you, just don't drive too fast.
Okay, I had to clear that one up, because I know that you're always out there to give more and more and more. Right, okay. Now, we've covered the music side. You are in a band. You do play the fiddle. You're an amazing guy. You do a lot of talent. But you've got so much coming up, and I want to fill this in before we come away, because the time's ticking. What have you got coming up? I know we've got Spirit and Destiny magazine coming up. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Just quickly, yeah, they asked me to do a palmistry challenge. They often do this from time to time. They say, oh, well, you know, we did an article many years ago called Does My Bum Look Big in This Hand? Which is a laugh, really, because they said, well, can you tell people's physical characteristics from their hand? Well, yes, you can to a certain extent. And it was spun on the back of that, and they thought, we'll give him another challenge. Could you tell us more about these people, the way they look, the size, the shape they are, what level, I mean, sort of what size clothes they wear, and what should they be wearing that is probably good for them? So we were doing a bit of life coaching with the hands. That is a challenge. And I tell you what, that's pushing the envelope a little further. Uh-huh. I had to really go back to my early days of palmistry and I even looked up Leonardo da Vinci and his particular connections with hands and shapes and sizes. There is a formula to actually create and know what size a person is from their hands, also their hip size and their head size. And we can do this now. Put your base of your hand on your chin, and bring up your fingers to the top end of your, you know, your face, keep your hand flat, and it should actually come to your hairline or where your hairline was.
It doesn't online.
For some of us, yeah, I know, where you might need another. Where it was, Grant. And it just shows you that the size of the hand is actually mirroring the size of the face. So, yeah, it is all possible. And that's going to be a fab article. I've seen that, and stuff you can take and learn from there. But that's it. In January and February time, I'm up and down the country, visiting north and south, and at fates and fairs and things like that. and I continue to teach at the College of Psychic Studies every week in term time.
You do. You do. Now, very quickly, you've got something coming up in December with American Airways.
Yes. American Airways, how lovely of them. Yeah, I did a Christmas party. I was asked a few years ago to do that. I just happened to read a hand, would you believe, somebody in an audience who was connected, and they said, would you consider being, you know, doing our party? Well, I don't do anything other than wander around and read people's hands. And funny enough, a little story very quickly, last year someone came up and said, read my hand. And I said, well, you're nothing to do with the Airways. And they went, well, how do you know that? You know, that must have been a guess. And I said, no, it's not. Let's look at your thumb. And he had on his thumb an arch-shaped thumbprint. In other words, it just goes up like a little hill, and the lines are like that. So they're basically a Roman arch. And I said, your hands are connected to, in the past, baking and food, and particularly baking. So who were the bread makers in your family? And he said, that's amazing. We were known in Turkish. Our name is actually Baker, but we don't actually use that name anymore. But it did belong. We were the bakers in our town and country. We were well known for baking bread. So there you go. I mean, there's a family stamp in all of us. And arches are connected to the earth and food, and particularly people who have great history. So there you are. Those are the sort of things that we do, and that's the sort of thing that comes out in parties as well. And so it's about not only your past, present, future, but your lineage as well. And some people are fascinated by that. And it's so much fun meeting people from across the world.
So obviously people can catch hold and read about you here in the UK in Spirit of Destiny in the January edition.
Yes, they can.
They can also catch hold of you at www.robinlown.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. All the W's, Robin, RobinLown.com.
Okay, and guys, also, guys, you can find Robin's link on my website at www.grantcollier, that's collier.co.uk. If you go through and go through to links, you can find him on there and go through and find his website that side as well. Guys, we're also looking at doing some more stuff, and I've talk to you a little bit about that later on, and there might be some interesting stuff coming up with Robin doing some teaching online as well, but we'll look at that later on. Robin is a busy man at the moment. Robin, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, as always.
It's been fun. Thank you so much, and thank everyone for listening and having patience to listen to, you know, my rather fast words.
I know I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm sure they have. And I think that, you know, we're learning all the time about different things. And this is what this show's all about. Above and beyond, it's about bringing in different ways in the way that we use the gift. And it is an amazing way of reading somebody. And I've always found it fascinating, as much as, you know, every type of work. But the hand is very much a big thing for me. And I've always wanted to get more and more into it. And I don't really feel that I've got to go and learn. I just learn off of you as I watch and work with you. So that's where the pleasure of that comes in. Robin, would you do me the pleasure of coming on my show again nearer Christmas period?
Love to, and it'd be great to, you know, wish everyone, you know, a season's compliments and all the rest of it. Yeah, a bit of a handhold as well. That's great. Look forward to it, and remember, your hand is the DNA, your program of your life. So, past, present, future, and it's the stamp you've been given. So, it's best to make the best of it. Yeah.
That's it. Well, thanks, Robin. Cheers, mate. Just to let you know, guys, this man has the world in his hands.
Someday.
He has, and he's you know what, just such a fascinating guy, a funny guy as well, and I love the way that Robin teaches and the way that he puts himself out, because at the end of the day, he does it so naturally, and that's just an incredible feat to be able to teach and do it in a way that you feel comfortable, and the person picking it up feels comfortable is an amazing gift on its own. The lovely Robin Lown. Right, guys, we're going to have a piece of music, and then I'm going to introduce you to my next guest, and we're going to go straight into some readings after we've spoken for about 5 minutes. So, guys, pin yourself back. We've got a lovely little song coming up, and if I can find my paperwork, I'll give it to you. Oh, it's the lovely George Michael, and it goes something like this, guys. Wow. Where did that go? We're back, guys. That was the lovely Robin Lamb before the piece of music, and that piece of music was One More Try by the lovely George Michael, who's just brought out a song called White Light, funny enough. So you can see how spiritual George Michael is. You know, he's a guy that's very much out there with his music, but I feel that, you know, with George Michael, he's pretty much a very spiritual guy. Talking about spiritual people, we've left one. We're now bringing another one in. We have the lovely Julie Sock online from Sock Live. Hello, Julie. Are you there?
Good day, mate. There. How are you doing?
Hello. It's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, darling. How's things? How's things going on over there?
Yeah, slightly busy. But how do I follow a show like that with Mr. Robin alone? How do I follow that? That's amazing.
Well, you know, Robin, you know, this is the thing. When I first saw Robin and met Robin, it wasn't just about, you know, before he even opened his mouth, he had a presence about him. And the thing is, you know, this is a man that is not just a work colleague. He's a very close friend of mine. And you know what? We've gone leaps and bounds since. You know, we've been very busy within our own work. But, you know, Spirit always never left us behind. We've always been there for each other. And it's always good to have him around me because, you know, we're like spiritual brothers. You know, we're both very, very, we're the Pisces, we're very sensitive. We link into each other's energy quite a bit. And when he picks the phone up, he knew that I was going to ring him or vice versa. And it's always a pleasure to have him on my show. And I have him back any day of the week. But anyway, that's the lovely Robin. Let's find out a little bit about what's been going on with Julie. Because Julie, there's been some exciting events coming up or happening around the energy of a new radio show. Can you tell me a little bit about it,
please? Yeah, there's this certain group called, you know, it's a weird bunch of people that have been working together for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And this guy called, you know, lovely guy. We love him to bits, Mike Spirit. I said, can we put your shows on our website, mate? And the next thing we know, we've got the Circle of Medium show coming on MikeSpirit.fm as of the 1st and 2nd of December. I say the 1st and 2nd because we work in the Southern Hemisphere. You lot work in the Northern Hemisphere. So people get confused with the date. But yeah, we're launching the Circle of Mediums on MikeSpirit.fm. It's a group of hosts, so you won't just be stuck with me. But it's a group of our guys from Spiritualist Online Network coming in and offering you a bit of a show with a bit of difference. Teaching spiritualist abilities through the gang, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I have just signed up to do some work on your network.
I wrote you in.
Yeah, so I'm linked in for some dates. I've got to have to open my diary up to have a look again, but I know that it's 2 December. But yeah, that's all coming up in the future. So exciting times for us all, really. And this is what I say. It's linking together in a most beautiful, miraculous way, the way spirit energy has brought us all together, and it's just working, and I'm loving it. And I know Mike's working very hard behind the scenes. We have got him in the scenes there, behind the scenes, talking away, bless him. And it's, you know, he's done well. Got to take me out to him now. Mike is away to Norway next week, so he's literally going to be a busy man touring over that side as well. So, you know, you've been working hard with Mike and bits and pieces, and it's all coming together, Julie. It's just amazing times for us all, really, isn't it?
It is. We've been online. We started out 10 years ago as the Spiritualist Open Circle back on MSN Chats, and we've grown over the years and we've developed. As I say, we've got a Spiritualist Online Network, which is now officially sponsoring MikeSpirit.fm and all the shows there. We've got Sock Live, which is a live online pay-per-minute website for spiritual reading, and it's also teaching as well. We've got Sock TV, which is what you're booked up for on the 1st and 16th of December. You're going to be doing your first introduction shows with us on Sock TV. That's on the main website on spiritualistonline.com through the media section. We've also got SockTV.com, which is a whole group of paranormal, esoteric, and other live shows, radio shows, TV shows coming to you live, and that's growing. We're just getting that off the ground. We've also got Sock Publishing with the lovely Sprinkles there, sitting there in the chat room. She's our publishing editor, and she's publishing all of our members' books. We've got a special coming out for our Sock members with a free book, a compilation of all the work of Spiritualist Online Network members over the last few years in a book specially for as a free download. So we've got all sorts happening, and we're also in the next couple of weeks taking over another certain radio station with a Sock mass host show as well throughout December.
Yeah,
we've got more work within. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's all happening for you, and I'm just so pleased that it is, my darling, because you put a lot of work in over the past 10 years, and it's paying off now. And this is great. Now, obviously, you don't come on the show because you wouldn't, you know, being that you're just a person behind the scenes, you are a psychic as well, you know. Your abilities stretch as in medium, clairvoyant, and you work on them levels, isn't that right?
Yeah. I don't use the term psychic. That means I've got to link to people, and I don't get on with people. So I'm a medium. I've worked for something 20 something years. I won't give my age away, but since late teens, I've worked with mediumship and spirit. I don't have a choice because my guys are family, so they keep me bummed too many times not to work. I love the teaching side of it. To me, it's not about, and it's a way of life. It's not just about coming to readings, to mediums for readings, and finding out does your grandma still love you, and did your dad really, really love you when he doesn't show it in life. But I'm here to teach people that it's a way of life. If we all, this is what is so great about us all teaming up together. Get all these different sites working and all these different mediums working together. Because if we all stand up and start teaching it as a way of life, you'll find a lot less problems in the world. It's time we all stood up together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, because we've got a lot of callers on the line and they're going to be waiting for readings, Julie, would you do the pleasure of starting off for me, okay, and give this first caller a reading? I do believe that it's Desiree on the line, but we'll call out and see if anyone's there on the line and see where we go with it, okay? Hello, is there a caller waiting on the line?
Yes, there is. Hi.
Hello. Who's calling?
Desiree.
It is Desiree. Okay, my darling. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you over quickly to Julie. She's going to start off the reading. And what we're going to try and do is we're going to be very quick with these readings. Like, we've got a lot of people to come through. It's busy out there tonight, my darling. So I hope you appreciate that, okay?
I do.
Okay, bless your heart, darling. I'm going to hand you over to Julie now. Julie, I hope you're prepared, darling. Away you go.
Hi, Desiree. How are you doing?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's your question today? Do you have a specific area you want me to link into?
I would like to link into my mother, and I was wondering if she had trouble helping my father see the light in
picking
up his.
Right, okay. That's fine. Don't give me any more details, sweetheart. Can I ask you, do you have a birthday, anniversary, or memory in the month of August, please? And can you also understand a J name linked around you? I'm talking about Jackie, Janine. Think about family, friends, and loved ones, not just your mom and dad.
Jeffrey would be my son.
Lovely. Say hi to Jeffrey from your grandma and granddad.
I will.
What's the August date? But what's the August date, darling? Birthday, anniversary, or memory?
I don't know the August date.
Okay, think on that, sweetheart, because it will come through, because she gave me the Jeffrey name as well. Can you also take... Dad really did have a lot of health problems, didn't he?
My father, yes.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight towards the end of life. He also lost communication. He also... towards the end, he really couldn't communicate, could he, darling?
No, he had a fast-moving cancer, and... That. They got him quick. Within a month, he was dead.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying, darling. He went downhill very quickly, lost all communication, and he really didn't get to say his goodbyes. Well, he's here now, and he's with Mum. They're holding hands. They didn't do that a lot in life, but they're holding hands here. Yeah, they're holding hands here because they've both gone through their healing and their cleansing and their life review. And they're back the way that, well, they're showing themselves, me themselves, in their early 20s when they, the first spring of love was there and they found it all over again, darling. He's fine, they're both fine. Mum's giggling because she says you've got a little bit of a secret coming up, haven't you?
I got a secret? Not that I know of, it must be a real secret.
Well, be ready for a little surprise because either it's you got a little secret that's coming out in the family or they've got a secret coming out for you. So watch for that in the next few weeks, darling.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Can you also take the name of a Thomas, please?
Thomas? That was my ex-husband.
Oh, right. Okay. I have this habit of bringing in the ex-husband. I do apologize. I won't go any further with that one.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
they just gave you the name, darling, said Thomas. So they're aware of what's happening around you. Just letting you know that they're aware of what's happening around you and bringing lots of love. And your favorite flower is yellow roses, I believe, or Mum's favorite flower, yellow roses, because it's mine as well.
I like roses, yeah.
Lovely. They showed me the yellow rose. That's my favorite rose. So a lovely bunch of yellow roses there from mum and dad. But they're fine, sweetheart. You've got to stop your worrying about them. And there's a little bit of a surprise coming for you very shortly.
Thank you.
My pleasure, darling. All the best. I hope you've enjoyed the show today.
I sure did.
Bless your heart, Desiree. I hope that's helped you, darling.
That has. Thank you, Grant.
Bless your heart. And God bless. And we'll be thinking about you and sending out loads of love and positive energy to you, darling. Thanks, Julie, for that. What an amazing reading, and it's so nice to connect.
That's lovely. It's lovely to get straight connection in there with the first one. It's brilliant.
Well, that's always the way. When the energy's high, that's a good vibration coming through. Okay, right. I'm going to leave it there because we've got a lovely caller coming in. We've got a lovely Sonia on the line. Sonia, are you there, my darling?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sonia. Right. Whereabouts are you calling from, Sonia?
I'm calling from the U.S., from Pennsylvania.
Oh, fantastic. What a lovely area. Okay, my darling, I'm just going to tune into the energy of you, okay, and find out what's going
on.
But I also want you to, do you want me to look into a specific area, or do you want me to go straight forward into mediumship?
I mean, I have a question about my present job, but if you pick up anything else, then I'll feel free to let me know.
Okay, I'll go with the flow and go link into spirit's energy and find out what we got for you, my darling, okay? Right, okay, I've got a very, very strong energy, dominant energy of a male that comes forward, but I feel I'm linking over to your grandfather on your dad's side. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Okay, as he comes forward, he feels like he wants to wrap himself around you and give you a hug at the moment because it feels like you're in an area where I feel that work's not good for you at the moment. It's been a bit of a struggle. Do you understand this?
Where, Dad? Can you repeat that?
Has work been a bit of a struggle recently because your grandfather wants to come in and give you a hug?
Okay.
Okay, he says to me there's changes around September or there's a feeling of a shift around September or a few months back. Do you understand this?
Shift, you mean, are we talking about my job or something else?
Around the energy of work or the energy of where you're feeling that you felt like you were low at that time. Do you understand that?
Okay.
And as he comes forward here, he feels like you're at a crossroads within your life, and I feel like you're looking here where you go with your work. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And as he looks here, he feels to me that work's coming in. You're not working at the moment, no?
No, no, I am working, but the thing is
right.
That...
But it's almost not giving you anything.
What's that?
It's not giving you anything within the energy.
No, I
you
am
feel
working
lost
right
with
now.
Your work. Yeah, you feel lost with your work, he says.
No, actually, what it is, there's someone that's part of our team that he's leaving, and they are looking to replace him. But I don't know if it's going to be,
How is this making you feel? Because the words in his ears say you're a bit uneasy about it.
I'm sure they'll find someone. You know, they're already looking for someone to replace him. You know, I mean... I think, they already put an ad out. They're looking for someone to replace him.
Right, but how are you feeling about it? Because it makes you feel like you're feeling worried about the energy or you're feeling lost about the situation.
Neither. I mean, because I'm happy for him. He's moving on, but he never really. I don't think the guy never liked me. So I'm hoping who they're going to hire is going to be someone that I can work with and that's going to treat me with respect.
The feeling is what your grandfather. Because your grandfather. Okay.
Is my what?
Your grandfather comes forward here because he's giving me a large pain in the chest. So I've got a very, very large either heart attack or there was an energy here where it took his passing was very quickly. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, the year that I was born, that's the year that he died. So I didn't really meet him, you know. I was very small when he died, so.
It wouldn't matter, darling, because they're around us through our life, even though they're on the other side. And he says to me here that his chest is a lot better now, and he's patting himself on the chest. Yeah. You understand about the heart, yeah?
I don't know what he died of, but I guess maybe he died of the heart or something.
Okay, he's just coming forward, and he says to me, there's a feeling like you're at a crossroads within your life, and I'm going to keep saying it because he keeps giving it to me. I can't take it away. He keeps saying to me here that within the energy of the workplace, even though there's changes coming up around the workplace, can you understand where you feel like it's not giving you enough energy or it feels like it's not right for you now? Do you understand this?
He's not liking me there?
No. He's saying you're not feeling the energy within your workplace. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do understand.
Right, okay, that makes sense, because he keeps coming across with it like he wants to give you this energy to say that the changes are coming up next year around your workplace. Do you understand this?
Yes.
If you don't know where, I've got the feeling of change coming up next year. I feel like I want to say different energy of work coming in for you, okay? But let's not look at that now. Let's look at where you are. Because at the moment, no, it's not giving you anything, but I feel that for you, it almost feels like you've got to speak up about what you feel that you're not getting from that workplace. Do you understand that?
Right. I mean, like I said, right now I can't afford just to walk out and quit because
don't walk away.
And it was a nice position. You know, they gave me a great opportunity compared to the last place where I was. I commute a bit. It's a higher salary. But like I said, you know, the energy maybe you're picking up is that I want to do more, and that's why the first thing that I did, I told my boss when I found out this gentleman was leaving, I right away, you know, I said, you know what, I'm open to pick up more responsibilities and help out. I wanted him to know up front that, hey, you can count on me.
So basically, so they're not saying walk away, but look at the adjustment or the change come around the energy of May, June time of next year, okay? So this change and flow will happen naturally. So it's not saying to you, go and walk out of your job. That's not what they're saying. Spirit would never tell you that. It will come naturally and it will happen naturally. What I'm actually feeling here, they're giving me the month of January, he's giving me here. Was there something around January within a birthday or a celebration?
It was my parents' anniversary in January.
Okay, because he's like he's saying he's around in January time. And he says to me here, who's got the boy? Have you got the son?
He's got what?
Have you got a boy?
No, my sister does.
Okay, then he's talking about the son. So did he have a son as well? Have you got an uncle?
I'm sure he had a few sons. I didn't really get to know them a lot, but I knew about some of them.
Can I ask you a question quickly with one of the uncles? Now, I don't know much about this. Maybe you won't know, but did one suffer with? Did he drink quite a bit? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes. That one I know.
Okay, because there's a feeling like he's looking at the sun and something to do with the energy of drinking quite heavily. You understand this, yeah?
Yes,
and there's
yes.
this feeling that he's very much around him because of the energy of where he is within his life as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I feel that your grandfather here, who? There's a male A name, okay? A male A name?
A male what, I'm sorry?
Who's the male A name?
Male
A name?
With
an A, like A, Andrew... Antonio.
Alan? Well, there's
Who's
my
that?
Nephew. His name is Alan. That's my nephew, but he's only 14.
Right, okay. I want to still go to the energy of around your uncle. Who's got the A name around him?
around my uncle, I really don't know. I didn't know much about my dad's side of the family.
Okay. Don't worry about
related
it. Because if you don't know much about it, then it's something you might have to go and find out, okay? But he feels here that life's going to turn around for you next year within the energy of something more that you want to do with your life, something you want to do within the energy of your workplace. But I do feel very much that your grandfather is very much behind you, supporting you. He says to me here that I'm looking at you and I feel like I want to change your hairstyle. Have you just changed it?
I changed it not too long ago, yes.
He says the hair looks a lot shorter. Do you understand this?
I did trim it a bit, but not too much. I never like to cut my hair that much.
Okay, he's talking about it being shorter. So I don't know what he's going on about here, but he also says to me here that the feeling is that I want to put you around the energy of somebody that you're not connected with, that I mean on a relationship level. Do you understand that?
That he wants to put me what?
Around the energy of a male that you're not connecting properly with on a relationship level. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And he says he's there on the outskirts, but it feels like we need to communicate better. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I feel that there's still a love there. Something I feel that you've either gone through within the energy of this or what you're going through at the moment. It does feel to me that you are getting to the stage now where you really need to talk. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, look, I'm going to leave this love with you, but the feeling of work, it won't matter about who's coming in and who's going away, because at the end of the day, it's about what happens with you and where you're going with, okay?
Right, I just want to know if the person is, I'm going to be able to connect with him, because the last person treated me like if I barely existed, and it was very abrupt, you know?
Yeah.
So he treated the others well, but not me, so I always felt left out.
I pick up the energy of something quite abrupt, but I do feel that the energy
there's
of something
there's a lot of
around...
noise in the background. I'm not hearing you well.
Oh, sorry. I think there's someone typing. Right, I think that basically what it is that I've got the energy of somebody out there that I feel that needs communication with, and there's a feeling of love there. Do you understand this?
Yeah, you said this is not about work. This is something else, right?
He's quite a tall guy. You know him, and you've had connections with him. You understand who he is.
Okay, are we talking about work now, or?
No, we're talking outside of work, do you understand? And he's a younger male.
Taller. I really can't think of him right now, but go ahead.
Can you remember the name Leon or Leo?
What's the name?
Leon or Leo.
Leon or Leo.
Yeah, remember that name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because this is a guy that's out there and around you, okay? And I feel that there's something to do with either you meet him through his workplace or you meet him through your workplace, but it's not actually that you're working with him. Do you understand
okay.
that?
Yes.
Okay. Babe, I've got to leave it there, bless your heart, because we've got a lot of callers to get through, my darling.
But one last question. For the time
quickly,
being, do you see things staying stable at my job?
I feel that things are stable because I don't feel that it's going to be the energy of them coming away from you. It's going to be an energy of you coming away from them next year, your choice. Do you understand?
Yes.
But I don't feel that there's anything that I'm being shown here within the energy. It will all be about you and your decisions. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Also, very quickly, there's a birthday coming up, literally within the next few weeks. Whose is it?
Well, my sister's birthday was this week.
Oh, it was this week. Okay, I just know that it's right on the button. Do you understand what I mean? It's around either within the week either side of you. And your grandfather said he's been around for this. You understand it? Is she your younger sister?
No, she's older, but... Yeah, she's just a bit older, not that much.
Right. Is she very immature within her energy?
No, not at all. She has
okay.
a good head on her shoulders.
And there's somebody younger as well with a birthday coming up as well. You understand this?
No, not really. I mean, my birth is in February, so that's, you know.
Okay. Remember what I said to you, right? And listen back to the radio show after, darling, because there's things there that I'm being told. via the energy of your grandfather, and it keeps going over and over and over about these other things of dates coming up as well. So it may not be your sister's birthday. There might be another one coming in, but it's a younger female as well in the family, okay? But remember them all and listen back, my darling, okay? Because they're important.
Okay.
Don't let the things go away that you don't understand, because they always come back in at some point. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. Sure.
Bless your heart, darling. I'm going to leave it there. And I'm going to bring in the next caller. Love and light to you, babes, and God bless. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Who have we got there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello there. Who's calling?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Missy.
Hello, darling. Whereabouts are you calling from?
From Missouri.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful. Now I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Julie, and she's going to read for you, my darling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, bless you. Over to you, Julie.
Thank you, darling. Hi, Missy. What can I do for you today, sweetheart?
I was wondering if you could connect, connect me with the deceased loved one that's around me.
Okay, darling, let me give it a go. Let's see what we've got for you. First thing I'm getting through with you is an October date for special birthday, anniversary or memory in October just gone. Does that connect with you or your loved one, darling?
I'm not sure.
Is there a special occasion just happened in October that links with you guys?
No.
Right, okay. Why did I get the October through? What I am getting is that this has been on and off. Does that make sense?
No.
This current relationship in, or is it, am I talking about another one that's coming in? That's just gone, I should say, gone past.
It's my grandpa.
It's your grandpa. Okay.
Yes. Okay. It makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah, for some reason I'm getting straight into a love relationship around you at the moment, not the spirit connection at the moment.
Yes, I understand. It's my mom. My relationship with my mom is very rocky right now.
That's the on and off bit. Okay, got you. So it's grandpa that's passed over.
Yes.
And that's mum's dad.
Yes.
Right, okay. Somewhere along the line, there's an October link between either your mum or your granddad.
It is because the fight happened in October.
Got you. Okay, that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Grandpa's just come straight in and says, yeah, you're wishing you could turn time back to October and stop all that fighting and arguing that's come through with mum at the moment. Okay,
like
that's what he's letting me know. Okay, so we got straight in there. What we're talking about now is there's also a lady with grandpa as well. I'm not sure if it's his sister or his wife, but there's a lady connecting also who would link to mum as well.
I think it's
you and mum are so much alike, but you do not like admitting it, do you? You
no.
and mum are so much alike, but you don't like admitting it, right?
Very true.
I'm gonna get you to do one thing for me, darling. I want you to look at what we call the spiritualist online. Sorry, I'll say that again. The spiritualist seven principles, and the number five is personal responsibility. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that tells us all about how we are a reflection of everybody else, yes, but when we have arguments, fights and discussions and things like that don't go very nicely, we've got to remember that what others say, do, act and their deeds are their responsibility, not ours. We are only responsible for what we say, do or, you know, and our actions. So with mum, I want you to accept that, hey, it's mum, you know, it's just her. Just because you don't agree and she doesn't agree with you doesn't mean that you're not still mum and daughter. You can still have these little discussions and fights and arguments. But at the end of the day, do yourself a favour. Go back and give her a hug.
Yeah.
Okay? And accept her that it's her. That these fights and things are not... we take so much seriously to do with interaction and hard words said in times of argument that we forget, excuse me, it's what mum is like. It's what you're like. And you two are you're clashing because you're so much alike. So you've got to learn to disagree a bit. Yes, Beth.
This is the second time my grandpa has brought up this fight. And I feel, do they see what goes on the other side? And like
here? Yes.
Is that like really, does that upset him?
No, no,
when
that's why you're
writing.
Yeah, they do see everything that goes around us. That's why they came in. That's why he came straight in with the October date. He's mentioned it just because he knows, excuse me, your mother and daughter, you shouldn't be fighting. It's not upsetting him, but he's just letting you know that he knows what's going on around you in life now. Okay?
They share
about life around you, but it's not. Don't worry about them being upset and worried about it. He's just here to give you a little bit of a hint to say, accept mom for who she is, accept that you have differences, and that you're so much alike. Sometimes you just need to say, yeah, okay, mom. I'll let you have that one.
Does he have a message for my little brother?
Okay, let's have a look what he's got for little brother. Okay, who's the L name? Lisa, Lewis? Where's the L name?
I don't think there's an L name I can think of.
Right, okay, why have you given me that for? Okay, no, I'm going to take it this way. Is little brother the one that is... the old term hell on wheels. He runs around. He's into everything. He is a dynamo type thing.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, apologies. Is it little brother who is the old term hell on wheels? He is a dynamo. He's into everything. He's got all sorts going off in his life, and it's like trying to pin down, you know, a motorbike at 200 miles an hour. You can't do it.
Yes, that's my old brother.
Is that really? That's what he's talking about. He says that guy needs to turn, it's to slow down a little bit. He needs to take stock and figure out where he's going. He's trying to fit a lot in his life, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. He really needs to slow down a little bit because he's missing the beauty of the world, okay? And he's missing opportunities that he's actually been given a major opportunity recently. I don't know what it's about, whether it's further education, a job or whatever, but he's been given an opportunity recently. But he's gone by it so fast, he's missed out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. He has a lot of problems with school right now. Like, he's probably about to fail out of his private school.
Right.
But I am the only grandchild that got to meet my grandpa, and besides my little brother, but he was just born. And I try to, like, you know, talk about my grandma's memory, but... is he, like, around the other grandchildren?
Most definitely, darling. They're always around our family and, as they come through. They will be guiding them. Granddad is trying to slow down your little brother. It doesn't matter that they only touched briefly in this physical life, because in spiritual life they see not only you, your little brother, but the whole family friends around you. Can you understand somewhere at the moment, please, where there's a lady friend around you who's also not very well at the moment?
Is it my great-grandma?
Would that be great-grandma? Is she still here and not very well?
Well, she it has Alzheimer's, and that's my grandpa's mom, and she lives with us.
Okay, just giving you confirmation, grandma. Granddad's with you guys, and he's helping great-grandma. Okay, darling? So he's just letting you know he is around you. He knows that great-grandma's not well. And that the family are there with you. So don't worry about it. They do see what's going on, and they will help your little brother. But he needs to slow down with his schoolwork, with his own life, because he's trying to fit way too much in. And if he's going to miss that opportunity, whether it's with his exams, whether it's he comes out of school, but he needs to slow down a lot, and grandparents are there. And I know it's hard for him recognizing it when he can barely remember them or has no memory of them. But they are there slowing them down. So please, just let them know that family are around. And please be assured you've got help from spirit.
I just have one more question. Does my grandpa watch my little brother play hockey?
Okay, where's the hockey connection? Is it blue and gold colours, please?
Yes.
There you go. Yes, he's watching hockey. I know nothing about hockey.
Does he watch on my brother's games?
Sorry, darling?
Does he watch on my brother's games?
Well, I feel like he does. Sweetheart, I know absolutely nothing about hockey, but as soon as you asked, he said, just tell it, I'll watch the blue and gold. So he's watching the blue and gold. That's the ones he's watching, darling. He's there with them.
Okay, thank you.
You're right, he's watching the game.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart, all the best from spirit. Absolutely lovely connection.
Oh, fantastic connection. Oh, bless your heart. It's nice to know that you're Is your grandfather there, yeah?
Yes, yeah. His grandfather.
Oh, bless you. It's nice to know that your grandfather's there. I had my grandfather look over me. It's amazing to have that connection. Well done, Julie. Good link there.
Definitely the closest person I ever lost.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, he's looking over you, darling. The validations were there. Well done, Julie, to make that link.
Thank you. Yeah, sure, darling. He's your guide. He's like my grandfather. I'm with my grandfather, who's my spirit guide. And he's guiding you, darling. All the best.
I feel like he is. And I feel like he always watches over me. And I just, I feel very blessed to be the only, the only grandchild that, like, I just hope he's with my other grandchild. I just hope he's with the other grandchildren.
He's watching over you and your kids and your grandkids, darling, and great-grandma. A big hug from granddad, all the best. And there's a lady connection with him in spirit as well. So they're all there watching you.
I think that's his sister in my Aunt Keith.
Lovely, lovely. Big hugs from spirit, sweetheart. Tears of
joy,
I hope. Take care, darling.
Take care, darling. God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, the lovely Missy there. Oh, bless her heart. Okay. Right, we got a lovely Laurie on the line. Hello, Laurie, are you there?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Laurie. Where are you calling from, my darling?
California.
Okay, my darling. Is there any questions you want to ask? Do you want me to go link straight into mediumship?
Well, I just have a relationship question, the person involved.
Well, I'm picking up on somebody there, and I've got the energy of somebody there. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just feel over the last sort of couple of months, I've got a very, very strong energy of a lovely lady coming through from spirit here, and it almost makes me feel like I'm going above you twice, and I feel like I'm on your mother's side. Is your mum's mum in spirit, my darling? Because I feel like I've got her right here.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, bless your heart. She gives me the month of February. Do you understand what the February link is?
No.
Right, it would either be a passing time or a birthday or an anniversary. Do you understand what that might be?
No, not really.
She's still giving it. So just remember it anyway. Don't worry about it too much. But it's an anniversary of a big sort. It's almost like a birthday of a birthday link. Do you understand this? So don't think about her, but think about other people around the family. But I've got to say to you, she looks upon you and she says to me here, where did it all go wrong? Because at the end of the day, what she's saying to me here, we've got a real good link between the pair of you, but where did it all go wrong? Does that make sense to you?
Regarding my relationship,
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
No, I don't think she knows where it went wrong. And there's this silence from him. Do you understand this?
A silence from him?
Yeah, he's gone very silent. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And it almost feels like his energy was right there and then bang, nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what I did.
You didn't do anything wrong, darling. This wasn't you, okay? This was more about him. Because you're a very, very kind soul. You've put a lot of energy into a relationship. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And the thing is that you look at it and you think to yourself, what's that all about? Well, let me tell you what it's all about, because this is what she's giving me.
Please.
The feeling is here is that I'm looking at this man and I'm tapping into his energy zone, because she makes me do this, okay? And what she's giving me the feeling is that this guy doesn't quite know what he wants yet. And if you understand where he was before he came into the relationship, where he was a bit all over the place, do you understand what I mean by that?
Not particularly.
Right, let me explain what
I looked up to him. I thought he was really together.
Right, well, because it was very quick, instant. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Well,
the connection was very quick.
I know him a long time. I always admire
him. When you got together with him, it's like bang, instant. Do you understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Right. Then what she's trying to give me is, can you understand where he was in a last relationship? Because she gives me the feeling like something he went through would have knocked him a little bit within the energy of where he was coming into the relationship with you. Do you understand? Hello?
Maybe.
It's not about that it's anything to do with you personally. This is something to do with him. Do you understand what I mean? By the energy of what
I thought I scared him away.
No. The thing is, he's insecure. Do you understand?
Really?
Yeah. Because the feeling is, even though he comes over as a confident guy, there's an insecurity within him. And the feeling is, you said it yourself just then, I think you scared him away. Well, because of the energy that you have about you, there's this lively energy, but a very caring energy. Mm-hmm. The lively energy gives him the feeling like it knocks his confidence. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah, he said I saw too much in him or something.
Right. The thing is that he wasn't ready to leap into something, even though he's known you all that time.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to link with you. Who's the Capricorn, my darling? Do you know who's the Capricorn?
He's an ex-boyfriend.
Right. And can you understand where the energy still got involved within the energy of knowing this guy and where it all linked in? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it was kind of like a neutral friendship.
Right. And can you understand where it was all complicated because of the energy of insecurity coming in and the energy of where he's been in the past with the ex guy around or being in around the energy? Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, in a way. I may not all understand it, but yeah.
No. And you won't understand it, darling, because at the end of the day, he wouldn't have given you that knowledge of knowing that there was a problem within the energy of insecurity within inside himself. Because if you look at him, he doesn't look insecure. Do you understand this?
Yeah, not at all. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
But then men have a funny way, and women, they have a funny way of hiding things when it comes to relationship and where it goes. This guy still cares about you, though. Do you understand this?
I hope so.
Now, did you have even though he's gone very quiet, was there a connection or a communication around about just over a week ago?
I just, a little text, one.
That is enough as a communication in my eyes from Spirit here. Because they're trying to say there was a communication just over a week ago. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
And the feeling is, if this guy didn't really care at all, he wouldn't have texted. Because from the text, you still couldn't work out where you stood with it all. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, and you won't answer.
Right. It's because this guy knows that he's stepped back and the energy feels like he's hurt you in a way to think, well, hold up a minute. Now he's feeling the guilt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yeah. I do get this connection coming forward before the end of the month, and I'm looking around the energy of the 27th, 28th on a calendar that they're showing me, where I feel that his energy comes back in. Now, who's the M-A sounding name?
M-A?
Oh, Mary. M-A.
Yeah, there is a one.
You understand that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, also, is this linked within the energy of around this guy or around the past relationship or something to do with the relationship?
Yes.
Right, that makes total sense. Because what I've got here is all these elements of insecurity that you don't know about, that you're not seeing, but Spirit are looking over and knowing about to give you this information back. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a weird process because sometimes we look at something, we think, well, I haven't done anything wrong. He looks like a confident guy, but we've got all these energies of the past and bits and pieces coming up. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And that may be to do with the energy of your past, where he knew the energy of the ex and something still comes into play, or he knew that as a mutual friend. And all these things come into play, and it does make our brains sort of think, well, I don't know where it went wrong, because we're okay. But to him, he wasn't ready, but it doesn't mean to say that he's gone for good. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, thanks.
Because I get a lovely connection between the pair of you. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
And I do feel that there is a love there. Now, who was engaged or who talked about engagement?
I don't know.
Right, did he give you a ring?
No.
Right, because I feel that I want to put a ring on your finger. I'm not going to build your hopes up with anything, but I'm just going to let you know that I'm seeing a ring going on a finger here, okay? Now, look, at the moment there's a lot of, you know, life is a test, and I feel that at the moment you've got to get through what you've got to get through. I still see the ring there, so I'm going to put something there still. But I want to say to you that with this, the journey hasn't finished where this relationship's concerned. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay. I hope that's... Have you got brown hair?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at a guy here that's slightly taller than you, but I'm looking at you with dark hair and sort of with a wave kink in it.
Me? Dark
yeah.
hair? Well, it's kind of like a strawberry dark blonde or brown.
Who's the dark haired girl?
Dark haired girl?
Was this his past?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who is the person in his past? They're bringing it up. They're showing it to me. It means something so much. I've got to give it to you. Was this somebody from his past?
With dark hair?
Yeah.
A girl? I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Okay, I've got to give it to you. Just remember everything, but don't worry about it, okay? Because they're showing me that things will be okay. All right? Now, I do feel the energy of this relationship will come back in again around the energy of the end of this month. But you need to work on it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Like.
Oh, good shot. Now, I'm going to have to leave it there, my darling, because we're running out of time. Okay.
I'm sorry. To work on it, do you mean pursue it or leave it or just improve
it? No. I mean saying leave it. When it comes back in, you're going to have to work on it. So you have to talk to each other. Communication is the key.
Okay.
Okay. Bless your heart. I hope that's helped you, darling.
Oh, you did. Oh, thank
bless
you.
Bless your heart. You take care. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh,
bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay, we've got the lovely Marnie on the line. Julie, I'm going to pass you over to Marnie. Marnie, are you there?
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Marnie. What's your question? I want to get straight into this so we can fit as many as we can in. What can I do for you, darling?
I'm just curious about... the school I'm going to, how I'm working out with that, and quickly one or two words with relationships, please.
Okay, sweetheart. With the school, I'm getting a significant event or occurrence. They're giving me 3 and 4, so it's either March, April next year is significant regarding schooling. Is that correct?
3, 4 is actually my birthday, March 4th.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's either to do with your schooling or it's the month. They always do it to me. If they can't give me this clarity, they just give me the numbers. Brilliant.
Thank
okay,
you.
So we've got a connection straight away. Positive outcome with the schooling then, because they've linked straight into your birthday. You're going to be having a big birthday surprise next year. There's also, I'm also being shown a piece of jewellery. Now, they're never very clear with this on me when I talk about jewellery. But somewhere along the line, you've either been given, received, or lost a piece of jewellery recently.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It's not anything to do with engagement, is it?
I'm not making any predictions. I don't do that. I don't do predictions, but when they show me jewellery, it either means you've been given, going to get, or you've lost a piece of jewellery. So I'm not making any predictions, but I did ask for a quick link for your questions. We got in with your positive birthday surprise for schooling. When I asked about the relationship, it gave me jewellery. So, but don't be disappointed if it gives you diamond earrings instead, darling.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. And where's the R name around you, please? Robert, Richard, Rachel?
My grandfather's name is Robert, older brother Robert, my father's Richard. Do you
okay,
like
so
anything
right
with Richard?
We've got the Richard and Robert right through the family. That's brilliant. Okay, is it grandfather that's passed over, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you.
Right, okay, so that's where the link's coming in. It's just letting us know that there's a whole link through there with the family. And you're looking for something with Richard?
Yeah, I was picking up that he might pass next year, actually.
Okay, darling. You do know you're precognizant anyway, so you do get prior knowledge about other things, not just those family members, but you also get information about things that's coming for you in the future, and you've had dreams that have come true, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So you know it's not only pre-knowledge, but it's pre-warning. So go with your gut instincts, darling, and as you know, it's knowledge that you can give and know to share that extra special time with Richard. okay?
Right.
And be there for others and prepare others for his passing and be there for when, you know, for the family when it happens. But I'm not making any predictions. All I'm just saying is go with your own gut instincts. You know where it comes from. Trust it. It's the biggest thing you can do is trust your gut instincts. That's where we start with development for psychic and mediumship. If you're interested, we teach that online. We're going to be teaching it on the Circle of Medium show. You're quite welcome to join in. But lovely connection there for you, darling. Lovely outcome coming for your birthday.
One or two words on the guy that I might be seeing this weekend, please.
Okay. Number 5 sticks out with him as well.
Wow. So May?
It's either May, it's his birthday, or he's 1 of 5. There you go. Connection again. Oh,
okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if it's astrology. Just leave that one to Fairy Mother there in the chat room, Melissa Bruce. But, gave me straight away a link number 5 with him. I've got to say, he's a bit cantankerous at times, isn't he?
He's a bit, I'm sorry, what?
Cantankerous. He's a bit, he jumps all over the place and sometimes he can be stubborn just for the sake of being stubborn.
Yes, okay.
Put up with it, darling. If you can handle that and, you know, laugh in his face when he's being a little bit stubborn for no reason, then, yeah, I'm seeing a good outcome, darling.
Okay.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
Have a great
evening. Take care.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Let's bring the next one in there, Grant. And let's
absolutely.
Get
well done, Julie. God bless, darling. God bless you. All right, we've got the next one on the line. Who's there? Hello? Hello? I didn't have a name up. So who's there? Hello? Is anyone there?
Hello?
Hello? What's your name, darling?
Nancy.
Hello, Nancy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States, from Illinois.
Illinois. What a lovely part of the country. Okay, let's see what we got for you. Okay, is there something you want to ask me specific, or do you want me to go straight into the energy?
Well, go straight into that energy. Why not?
Okay, that's fantastic. That helps me out a lot better because we just go with the flow with it. Okay. As I come in from the side here, I've got a very, very strong male, but I feel like I've got the energy of somebody that passed before their time. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right. The feeling is that he feels that he passed very quickly and he should still be on the earth plane, so he died at a younger age. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a strong feeling of a man here, quite a strong man. I've got broad shoulders here. A man that would have been quite masculine. Do you understand this?
Maybe.
Okay, the feeling is here is either that there was an energy here that there was something quite sudden. It was a shock to the energy of people around. But I feel like I'm coming in on the side. So he wasn't feeling like I've got the energy of family, not direct. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you understand who this is. Okay. He tells me at the time that he feels like either the energy he was working at the time, he was at work, or there was something around the working connection when actually this situation happened. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah.
There's this almost abrupt ending, but he wants to tell you that he's fine. Now, I know we've got a Mike here, but who is Mike or Michael? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so linked to him. So it would have been someone around him. Do you understand who it might be?
Yeah.
Because he's calling out for this name. He wants to say to you that for you, there was almost like this friend feel more than a love feel. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right. And it comes in, and what he's saying to me here is that within it, there was something going on within his chest cavity, but it feels like I didn't go directly to the heart. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like I've got things happening and a blockage somewhere within it, but it feels like it wasn't connected directly to the heart. So I don't know if this was to do with the lungs or some other area of something building up. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, as long as you make sense of it. But he wants to let you know that he's fine. I do feel that I want to go back 10 years, so I don't know if there was something around the energy of leaving the earth plane 10 years ago, or there was something within the energy of you last seeing him 10 years ago. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes forward and he wants to say he's around you very much because he feels like he's bringing the energy of other people coming in behind him. And as he talks about the energy flow behind him, I feel like I want to go and bring a female forward. And I'm looking at this female. This female, to me, doesn't look like she's very, very tall. She's quite short and stout in stature, but she looks quite big in body. Do you understand what I mean by this?
But she looks quite what?
She looks quite like she was carrying a bit of weight when she passed.
Oh, yeah,
do you understand?
Okay.
And I feel like I wanted to say mum. Or there would be the energy of mum's side of the family. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And what I've got here is for energy where she comes in closer. So he's done, basically what he's done is brought the energy forward for her. Okay. And he Aww. Wants to put the energy around of July for you for an energy of either a birthday or a celebration. Do you understand this?
One of them died in July.
That makes total sense to me because he's trying to, they normally give me the passing date first, darling. Now, can you understand where I feel like I want to look at my location of property and I feel like I want to look at that and think I want to shift it, I want to move, or there's this energy about, okay, because they're looking about I'm not happy where I am, or there's a feeling of stagnation where something should have been happening already. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel like I've got boxes around you, but I feel like I haven't quite completed the move. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because what they're showing me here is the feeling that at the moment it's just a bit of stagnation, but we will get through this period of time. And I'm actually feeling that the new year is going to bring this in. I'm looking to the energy of January. So you've actually planned to move at the moment?
Yes. Yeah.
And January is the move time. Now, I am looking here at somewhere near water, or there's a feeling like there's a lake nearby. Do you understand where this might be?
Not yet.
Right. Well, remember the lake, the pond, whatever it may be. It might be a pond in the back garden or a well. But it feels to me like I'm looking like a pond or a lake. But it didn't feel like it was like a seaside or a coast resort. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. No, I'll look for that. That's good to know.
Okay, now who's Ruffy, Ruffles, Ruff? Who's the... They're trying to give me a name, but it's sounding like an animal name. Who is Ruffles, Ruff, Ruffy?
I have no idea.
Okay, but I've got the energy of this dog, and it's a dog. And I feel that you need to look out for this dog when you move. Do you understand what I mean? Because it's their energy to let you know that they're guiding you to the energy of this place of movement. Now, why have you been crying? Why have you been crying?
Well, I haven't been crying per se, but I've been really depressed.
Really down. Well, maybe this is what they mean by metaphorically, you've been crying or down inside. Do you understand what I mean? Because there's this feeling that life hasn't shifted for you as quick as you wanted it to. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And it's frustrating you. And I've got to say to you, I don't know what the 16th is, but they're giving me the number 16 here, like the 16th is important to you. So if you don't know what it is, remember that for a time of movement or a date of movement, okay?
Okay.
Right, but I do feel January is very important for you. So look at the January, the 16th, and it could well be that that's what they're connecting me with here. I want to say to you also, I pick up two younger children. Who's that? Are they yours?
No, I don't. They're not mine.
Okay, are you one of two?
No, I'm one of three.
Okay.
But I have two nephews.
Oh, okay, because they did look like children. Is that the only two that you've got?
Yes.
Okay, because she's putting me around two younger children and seeing... Are they boys?
Yes.
Oh, nephews. Okay, sorry, yes, they are. They're boys. I'm looking at boys. Now, one of them, is he still a young teenager?
Yes.
Around 14, 15?
Yes.
Why do I feel like I want to focus my energy on him at the moment and say to you, look, for him, he needs to buck his ideas up. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't worry about it, but look for it. Don't worry about where you are at the moment. The move's coming forward and you've got the energy of the spirit around you. I'm going to have to leave it there, my darling, okay?
Thank you. We're coming to
the end of the show. But just to let you know that this mother figure and this friend, this guy... comes forward are around you at this time.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bless your heart, darling. We have come to the end of the show, Julie. We can't fit any more in. It's been manic. I've got to thank
Julie. Well, we're just going to have to do it again.
Oh, we will do it again. We will do it again. Believe me. I've got to thank my guests. I've got to thank the listeners out there. Guys, it's been fantastic. We haven't even got time for another song. But, guys, we will be back on again next Friday. We will be there. And remember, guys, you're not alone. You're not alone. We're always there. Spirit's always there. They're always around you, guiding you through and giving you that support. Guys, it's been a pleasure. I've got to thank Julie again. And
my pleasure, guys.
Behind the scene, the lovely Mike Davis out there, wishing him good luck for next week in Norway. And the lovely Robin Lowne. God bless, guys. And again, remember, you're not alone.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a satellite demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with Spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.